And this has been a very significant problem we've seen coming out of the pandemic and the pressures on the supply networks, and obviously the war that broke out in Europe and with Ukraine, placing tremendous pressure on prices worldwide. And Canada has one of the lowest rates of inflation in the world, but that isn't helpful when you're trying to deal with this. And I think when you're looking at wages, you know, it's bringing inflation down is so critical. The answer isn't to get in a arms race between inflation and wages, because that you look at the late 70s, early 80s, that was not a good circumstance. So, you know, we've been doing everything that we can to work to get inflation down while still making sure that we're there for people who need support and help. And so seeing inflation now down to 3.1% is critically important. And on the wage side, Canada's the first place where wages are catching inflation, first place in the OECD. You're seeing some adjustment there. Whereas inflation comes down, wages are also coming up slightly, and you're seeing an equalization of those two things. Mm-hmm. And really, that's what we want to see. We want a sort of a stable environment where wages and inflation are relatively even, and actually where people are seeing their earning power expanded. And that's difficult in sort of a global inflationary environment, but it's why we need sane, rational policies and to sort of take this on a very evidence-based approach to try to keep things level. Because I think when you inject politics into this and try to put bumper sticker slogans and really overly simplistic solutions, we've seen countries that are really paying a very heavy price for that kind of approach, with an approach to inflation that is working not well at all.